It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Wednesday the 6th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. How do you tell tech scenes apart from city to city? You could look at institutions of higher education, setting Boston's biotech academics against Stanford's rich history of computing innovation, or you could look at something that New York City does very well. Live events. This week, we came to TechCrunch Disrupt happening here in New York to soak up the hackathon, startup battle, and comfy chair founder chat event that brings lots of local techies together. And we started by checking in with East Coast TechCrunch editor John Biggs. We are standing at the sort of back of Startup Alley here. John, how are you?
Perfect. It's beautiful up here. This is the Hammerstein Ballroom. So we're, I think Aerosmith has probably been here, and I don't know. Maybe Smash Mouth, so I feel good.
Yeah, I saw the Flaming Lips here, so I don't know if you and I are at that level yet, but maybe you are, I don't know.
We'll see. We'll see what happens.
What have you seen so far that you've been really interested in or excited about so far this week?
So we have Startup Alley here, which is about 200 companies come through. One of my favorite companies that I saw recently was Case, which is a Bitcoin wallet. It's a little electronic one that you can put in your pocket and you carry around like almost like a credit card. You can use it to scan QR codes that'll get you Bitcoin, so people can send you Bitcoin, and you can actually keep your Bitcoin on it. And it's actually made in New York.
John Biggs, East Coast editor for TechCrunch. John, thanks for hanging out with me on stage here.
Thanks for having me.
As one of the many startups jammed onto the floor of Hammerstein Ballroom's Startup Alley, Case might not have a national name yet. A company here that does? Vine. The Twitter-owned video sharing tool was around before Meerkat, Periscope, even Instagram Video, and that short history has seen its looping 6-second format drive some really interesting innovation in video production. Vine's head of user design, Jason Manti, is at the center of this as a designer, but also a Vine creator. We caught up with Manti in one of the ballroom's vaulted balconies. Jason Manti is head of user experience at Vine. Jason, thank you for chatting with Marketplace Tech.
Thanks for having me.
What about New York's creative scene influences Vine as a company?
Yeah, I think that Vine is a pretty raw product. I think that...
What do you mean?
You know, when we first introduced the product, there was no editing, there were no like special effects. It was just like you just film and then you post it. And I think that that definitely was like a New York influence there. You know, I think that we're really interested in like the real, the authentic. And I think that more than anything, that's the content that ends up being the most well received on the platform.
Why?
Because people really like knowing that like, oh my goodness, like this person made this little story, this little joke or this piece of art using the same thing that I can use. And like, there's this immediate connection between the person that made the thing and the person looking at the thing. And I think that that's a very emotional kind of connection that drives people to want to see more.
Black Twitter is a thing. Is Black Vine a thing?
Yeah, I mean, I think that there are definitely many different subcultures on Vine. It's sort of like a reflection of reality more than anything else.
Which a lot of the tech world does not reflect reality. So in a way, that's kind of unique, right?
Yeah, definitely. I think that like, that's one thing that we're really excited about is like making sure that we can continue to shed light on all these different communities that exist on Vine. And there are tons of different kinds of people and content and ways to use the product.
Jason Manti heads up user experience at Vine. Jason, thanks.
Thank you so much.
Somewhere between the startups at New York's TechCrunch Disrupt event and the more established companies hitting the stage, like Vine, are venture capitalists, the money. And here in New York, just like any other tech hub or aspiring tech hub, there's an understanding that diversity is an issue and that capital is part of the problem. Someone who's trying to make change in this area is Susan Lyne. She's worked for Rupert Murdoch and Martha Stewart. Susan Lyne leads AOL's BBG Ventures, which, as I understand, means built by girls.
That's correct.
Thank you very much for talking with me.
Thanks for asking me.
You've spent a lot of time on both coasts. Do you think that New York has different challenges and different assets when it comes to gender diversity and racial diversity in the tech space?
It should benefit from the fact that it's a newer tech scene, and so there aren't quite as many maybe ingrained attitudes. And certainly if you went around and talked to the New York-based VCs. I think you would find more of them with a greater percentage of certainly female-led companies. I think diversity in general is a problem across the entire tech industry. Doesn't matter what city you're in, it just is an issue.
I read that for a while you thought that women were more naturally intelligent and emotionally evolved than men, but that your opinion changed. Why?
No, what I said was that I assumed that because women were more evolved, that a company that was just female or had primarily female leadership was going to be a much more evolved company. And in fact, what you find is that the best companies have diverse leadership teams.
Is there a perfect ratio?
Well, you know, 50-50 is not bad. I think that's great. There's definitely a different kind of energy when you have a lot of people from different backgrounds, and there are different kinds of questions that come up.
Susan Line is the head of BBG Ventures. Susan, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And one story not focused on New York. Google says searches on mobile devices now top searches from personal computers in the U.S. and in 9 other countries around the world for the first time ever. Another piece of proof in a story about personal technology's breakneck speed of adoption, but one that might have its origin in a different company's innovation, a moment in ancient tech history. By some measures, the beginning of using mobile devices to search the internet, the day Steve Jobs introduced the iPhone. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.